This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
In just a couple of minutes, we learn about an inaugural fitness fundraising event this weekend in Fayetteville.
But first, a few other nonprofit events taking place this month. The 7th annual Dancing with the Stars of Northwest Arkansas Gala is Saturday evening from 7 to 11 at the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. The event supports the progress of the Amazium, a family learning center coming to Northwest Arkansas. Saturday's event will feature a sit-down meal, silent and live auctions, and celebrity dancers performing with professional dance partners. This year's celebrity dancers are Tina Winham, Cindy McNaughton, Dr. Missy Clifton, Wiley Elliott, and Rod Bigelow. To purchase tickets, you can visit amazium.org.
Both 12th annual Grape Escapes will take place tomorrow evening, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Epicenter by Movie Lounge in Fort Smith. BOAST is a Western Arkansas organization that provides choices and opportunities to individuals with developmental and related disabilities so that they may live, work, and play in the community. Guests will mingle to the tunes of the Dave Holland Ensemble, featuring vocalist Tabitha Graves, while sampling over 350 wines from around the world and tasting delicacies from 13 area restaurants and caterers. A live auction will also take place. For tickets, call 479-478-5554.
The Ozark Literacy Council will celebrate 50 years of service to Northwest Arkansas with their Pigtails event Thursday, March 13th at the Fayetteville Town Center beginning at 6 p.m. Special honoree that evening will be Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan. Live music will be provided by Bill Dollar and Loose Change with catering from Mermaid Seafood Restaurant. Tickets and more information at ozarkliteracy.org.
The Pineapple Tree Dance Company is a Northwest Arkansas-based contemporary ballet company made up entirely of dancers and choreographers from the Northwest Arkansas region. These artists have come together as volunteers to create a beautiful art in motion for the community. In this first annual concert production, the company will perform original works of ballet, modern and contemporary movement, set to music by Bach, Duke Ellington, Ennio Morricone, and more. This event takes place Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th at 7:30 p.m. inside Star Theater at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. A community outreach demonstration will take place Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. For tickets or more information, visit pineappletreedancecompany.org.
Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge's 24th annual Kite Festival is Saturday, March 22nd. This year's theme, Art with an Altitude, is sponsored by Kaleida Kites of Eureka Springs. It's a family-free event, and attendees can bring their own kites or buy one at the refuge. The celebration includes vendors, contests, and fun activities for parents and children. Kaleida Kites experts will be available to assist children in kite making and flying techniques. Donations to the refuge are requested for kite making assistance. Admission is free for kite flying, and regular admission prices apply to tour the refuge wildlife on display. Proceeds finance rescue and ongoing care for more than 135 tigers, lions, cougars, and other wildlife that make the sanctuary a lifelong home. For additional information, you can call 479-253-6596 or email kaleidokites, that's kaleidokites at hotmail.com. For more information about Turpentine Creek, you can visit turpentinecreek.org or call 253-5841.
Sunday afternoon, when the snow has melted and temperatures are expected to reach the lower 60s, the lawn of Old Main in Fayetteville will be abuzz as hundreds of participants take part in the inaugural Swetnam Challenge, an obstacle course and physical challenge to celebrate the lives of Rachel Swetnam and Trey Varner. The University of Arkansas students were killed in a tragic boating accident last summer. Bryce Anderson is a trainer at Clubhouse Fitness, a sponsor of the event. Anderson is also the founder for the event.
Rachel was my client, and Trey was a member at Clubhouse Fitness as well. He was also about to start working with me. I had actually planned on working with Rachel the Monday after the accident. So I talked to her that Saturday. And terrible story.
Anderson and Clubhouse wanted to do something to honor their lives in a way that would also honor their families. He says that the two loved fitness, enjoyed showing up at the gym, and had big personalities. At last year's Polo in the Ozarks event, Anderson came across the table of the Down Syndrome Connection of Northwest Arkansas. The organization was throwing around ideas on how to fundraise for a particular event that they had hopes of hosting. Anderson brought together the two great ideas. All proceeds from the Sweatnam Challenge will go directly to the Down Syndrome Connections I Can Shine event being held this summer. More on that just ahead. Down syndrome is a genetic disorder in which the person has 47 chromosomes instead of 46, leaving the affected with intellectual and physical delays. Nationally, 1 in 800 babies is born with the condition. The Down Syndrome Connection is a national organization, but has been in Northwest Arkansas since 2005. Dr. Marie Wood is a psychologist and vice president of the board of directors.
It was founded by the families. Parents felt like they needed a place to be able to talk about Down syndrome and how we could help our children. It's since grown to be not only for children, but also for the babies, but also for older kids.
Dr. Wood says that it is important that young children with Down syndrome get the proper therapies, such as physical help. Many don't learn to walk until they are 2 years old. Speech and occupational therapies are also important for development. The organization makes connections, holding educational meetings for parents to learn such things as how to receive a Medicaid waiver for treatments. But they also hold parties and fashion shows so that those in the Down syndrome community can meet and socialize with one another. This summer, Down Syndrome Connection hopes to hold the I Can Shine event. That's where the Sweatnam Challenge comes in. The hope is that Sunday's event will raise the funds to bring the national program to Northwest Arkansas and that all fees for participants will be covered. The I Can Shine program will teach 40 children affected with Down syndrome and other disabilities how to ride a bike. Participants will receive 75-minute training sessions every day for 5 days. The program has an 80% success rate. Riding a bike is a valuable skill for everyone.
Remember when you rode a bike? I mean, it was like a beautiful freedom. It's different than, it gets them so that they can go to resorts, you can go anywhere and rent a bike, and you can get on the bike with your family and go. Whereas before it was, well, I don't think we can ride bikes because we can't accommodate you. We don't have the trike. We don't have the recumbent bike. So this should be a really great thing. And also, gosh, we've got Skull Creek Trail, and I'd love to see our kids riding that.
Dr. Wood knows the importance. Her 15-year-old daughter, Mary, has Downs and doesn't yet know how to ride a bike. As it turns out, clubhouse trainer and Sweatnam Challenge organizer Bryce Anderson knows Mary.
He's followed her to Special Olympics where she swims, but he also has fallen in love with Mary, I believe. So when he discovered that there was a way that he could help or he could fund this I Can Shine program, he was right on top of that. He thought this would be a great thing for the community and especially the children with Down syndrome or children with disabilities to really learn that. And Bryce is very committed to physical fitness, and he really is committed to people with Down syndrome.
He's modest, though he does mention his trips to the Special Olympics in Searcy. Though Sunday's festivities are open to the public, a special course has been made for those in the community with special needs. Bryce says it isn't necessarily about physical challenges, but rather more about having fun and connecting with others.
We're going to do some hopscotch stuff on the sidewalks there, and depending on how muddy it is, considering we've gotten so much snow and that all has to melt, we will do a few things with the trees. We have a fun one where we're tying a belt around their waist. With the back has a tissue box, and there's balls in the tissue box, and they got to shake their butt to make the balls fall out.
Many in the area have come on board with the Sweatnam Challenge and have provided great help to Anderson, in particular the Greek community at the University of Arkansas. The chair of the committee is president of the Tri-Delta sorority and has managed to make this a Greek life event. Festivities will begin at 11:30 a.m. with hamburgers and hot dogs. At 1:30, the obstacle course opens to sororities and fraternities who will be competing as houses, but there will also be a male and female winner. At 3:30, the special needs course opens and the general public will be allowed to enter the physical challenge as well. Each of Clubhouse's 5 trainers will set up a station with 3 to 4 circuit-type challenges, using various equipment such as TRX straps, kettlebells, and Dynamax balls. To move from one station to another will also prove to be a challenge.
Station 1 to Station 2, they're bear crawling. Station 2 to Station 3, they'll jump on 1 foot. Station 3 to Station 4, they will be doing a egg carry. An egg carry is basically putting an egg on a spoon in your mouth, and you have to walk from one place to another, put the spoon and egg down, and then run to station four. Station four, they will have to do a farmer's carry. Men will have a weighted kettlebell in each hand, and the females will have a lighter weighted kettlebell. They'll have to walk to a certain place, bring the kettlebells back before they can go to station five. After station five, they will have to do a large lap around Old Main Lawn to finish.
There is a fee to register, but remember, all proceeds go toward the Down Syndrome Connection of Northwest Arkansas's I Can Shine event. To register, to volunteer, or for more information, visit dscnwa.com or search Swetnam Challenge on Facebook. This is Ozarks at Large.